So what about subgroups? So this is disease-free, not relapse-free survival, and that perhaps crunches these differences down a little bit. But nonetheless, the degree of separation is not huge on with exemestane here. We're not quite sure why, but it's in terms of an important point here is in terms of if you look at the range of differences that you might expect to get at 2.5 to 3 years, this is within the same, within the confidence intervals of all the other trials when you analyse it at that point. So you can't say that exemestane is worse than the other aromatase inhibitors at this point on the basis of this data. But what you can see is it all seems to come back to nothing at the end. So if you introduce the aromatase inhibitor later. So there we are. Overall...